Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Joining us from Chicago, where he is at the Morningstar ETF Invest Conference. I am not there, otherwise the whole week of shows would have been different, is Tom Lydon. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. If you want to learn more about ETFs and you haven't been to ETF Trends, there's a good chance you haven't been doing it right. For all things ETF related, you should be looking. It's ETFTrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETF Trends. Tom is on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. Lydon, L-Y-D-O-N. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Hey, great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the Vanguard Extended Duration Treasury ETF, ticker EDV.
That's right. People are used to hearing the drum roll, but when you hear no drum roll, when you hear the loser sound, well, you know, you're looking at a wrong answer. So Vanguard Extended Duration Treasury ETF, ticker symbol EDV, what's the problem here?
Well, Chuck, this is one of those cases where it's not a bad ETF. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. And if you look at this ETF over an extended period of time, for a fixed income investor, you've done quite well. However, based on where we are right now, just from a timing standpoint, from an economic standpoint, market standpoint, it's one of those things that with rising interest rates and a long duration, there's a lot of risk involved. So what we did this week is pull this out as an example. Vanguard does a great job with ETFs. The expense ratio is very, very small here. This ETF has over $1 billion in assets. However, you're getting about a 3% yield, but if you owned it in the last month, it's down almost 8%, 2 to 3 times the yield that you might have gotten in the past year. So the question is, and I really think you and I can use this as an example. For fixed income investors, as you're going into a rising rate environment, there are two things you want to do. Number one, shorten up on duration. Going out 30 years, it's not worth, even if you owned a bond for 30 years that paid you 3.5%, who in this day and age would own that bond for 30 years to get that, knowing that in the coming years, we're going to have long-term yields that are going to be much greater. And the other thing is, as far as shorter duration, what you can do is protect more as rates go up, but also you can keep your powder dry. And when we do get a more stable interest rate environment, when the Fed is done doing its hiking, which we know it's going to happen in the next maybe 2 or 3 years, you can lock in some higher rates for an extended period that will pay you a heck of a lot more in yield standpoint.
But you said the important thing there, which is the Fed is going to raise rates, but it may be the next 2 or 3 years. I mean, at this point, nobody's expecting it anymore this year. Most of the forecasts are talking about rates going up at earliest the middle of next year. So this is kind of an early call. I'm curious because this is the kind of thing that somebody would say, I'm going to make a commitment to long-term treasuries as part of my bond strategy. Is this one of those cases where, hey, you've got a good fund, as you pointed out, but oh, by the way, the 200-day moving average with that little 8% decline that you talked about, that we've now fallen below the 200-day moving average, and this is how you use that average even in a long-term play?
Yeah, I think it's a couple things. It's not necessarily throwing rocks specifically at this ETF. It's mostly at the whole group of ETFs that are in this category. Long-term treasuries are going to go through a lot of pain. So just from a ballpark standpoint, if the interest rates go up by 1%, this ETF could lose 20 to 30% of its principal. And as you know, Chuck, people that have head towards ETFs that are fixed income, especially treasury oriented, this is their serious money. This is money that they feel they're putting into U.S. treasuries backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, and I can't lose, when in fact, we know if rates move in the wrong direction, that can happen. And also to your point, a lot of us have been talking about rising interest rates for a long period of time. But if you actually wait till the Fed pushes the button, it's probably too late.
Yeah, you could suffer a lot of that loss just on the way, as we've now seen with this fund. We haven't seen rates rise, but you saw this fund take it in the nose in the last month. Now, that said, you said maybe keep powder dry, maybe shorten duration. Is this just about sell this and move to something that is shorter duration, or is there some other option here with this money? Because you got to do something with it.
Well, you do. And if you've been in long-term treasuries for a long period of time, especially over the past 3 or 4 years, you've been paid pretty well. You've made a heck of a lot more than just your yield. So you brought up the 200-day average, and that's really the next point. If you look at the 200-day average on this ETF, it's still 6% above its 200-day moving average. So if you own it, even though you've suffered a little bit of pain, but you feel, hey, in the past when there's been a 6 or 8% correction, that's been a great buying opportunity. If you're still bullish long-term treasuries, great. But look at that 200-day moving average, because at one point in time, when the major trend changes, it could be very ugly. And I think you and I both agree, when the Fed does hit that button, leading up to that, and also for an extended period of time following that, unless we see global economic changes or market changes put the Fed back in place where they're more dovish as far as monetary policy, that we will in fact see changes.
Yeah. So on the 200-day moving average side, what we're really saying is it hasn't quite gotten into that sell territory yet. It's getting there. That's why you're issuing the warning. And if you want to wait, okay, you can wait. If you want to take that opportunity, fine. But watch the 200-day moving average. But better yet,
and now for the profit taking.
Yeah, this was about profit taking and getting to higher ground. And that's why the Vanguard Extended Duration Treasury ETF, ticker symbol EDV, it was the ETF of the week, but it was a sell as the ETF of the week. Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. Tom, thanks for taking time out from the Morningstar ETF Invest Conference to join us.
Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you next week.
Now, if you want to get Tom's take on all the things that are happening in Chicago or on the ETF industry in general, you're going to go to ETFTrends.com, because Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. Follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. Follow him at Tom Lydon. Well, we just got off to a rousing start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. The big interview is next when Money Life continues.